Hello, welcome to Real Talk, Real People, Real Conversation with Charmaine. Today is Thursday, December the 1st, and I just want to thank my audience for being here today. And today's topic is going to be about the effect of parenthood. Today was on my, actually it's been on my spirit for a couple of weeks to talk about this here topic. So today I decided that I wanted to do something different and have a episode on the effect of parenthood. So as we all know, parenthood is one of the most beautiful but dramatic development transition in our family life cycle. Parenting is one of our core foundations that requires a profound change in our development towards having a healthy lifestyle based on roles and relationships that affect both men and women, equality of life in all ages. Sometimes we don't realize the impact that it plays on us mentally, emotionally, and physically from childhood into our adulthood. But as I listen to so many women's life challenges, I begin to see a pattern that affects us as child, as a child, where now we can admit, accept, to discover how to overcome the changes towards having a healthy lifestyle. So if you're online and you like to add a comment or you like to share, please hit the one on your phone. So all you have to do is dial 646-668-8485. That's if you're online, call the number and hit one. So I wanted to talk about the impact of parenting and parenthood. A lot of us go through a lot of changes in life, and sometimes we don't realize the impact or the struggles that we have that relates to our childhood. For one reason, I recognize that it's abandonment. A lot of women deal with a lot of issues, whether it's the mother who leaves or the father or both. You know, but we struggle with abandonment. Abandonment causes a lot of emotions and mental challenge. So today I just want to talk about abandonment. I only have 30 minutes today to talk about that topic. And so that's where I want to talk about. So we are, most of our lives, we are comfortable until we realize that there's an issue that we have. And it's not until we get into a situation. Sometimes a lot of us, we feel content being single all our lives because we got comfortable with being abandoned to avoid repeating the pain. Or we become so codependent where we can't be alone. We have to have a partner. And I come across a lot of females and males having the same issue. You know, some of them just feel like, hey, I have to have a partner. I don't want to be alone. And then some women just feel content just being single, happy, independent. I don't need nobody, you know. But I think there's a deeper issue that we haven't, you know, tapped in to understand why do we feel that way. Because it's not really normal to really be single, you know, but, and then sometimes it's not really comfortable to always think we need somebody. It's okay, I think, to have a space because sometimes when you get out of a relationship, it's time to regroup. Let's regroup, let's reevaluate and look at the issue, what could I have done better or what can I do better in the future so I don't have to run into this here same problems. And then sometimes we behave in a certain way that we don't recognize the problem. So I like to share my story of abandonment just to give you a little example of what I mean. For me, I was a teen parent, so I became pregnant at a very young age, which was 13. My father and my grandmother was not okay with me being a teen mom at the age of 13. But let me just say this here. Let me just cut in. This episode is not about to belittle our parents in any certain way. This is about us finding issues that we might have that started from the root of our childhood or the core so we could be able to be better and so we can live our authentic self. So this is about peeling layers off that we have covered ourselves or put some protectors on ourselves because, you know, we don't want to experience the pain of what our parents have done to us. So this is not about, you know, like I said, belittle or talk bad about our parents. Our parents did the best that they could with the insight, the wisdom, and the knowledge that they had during that time. But as we move forward, we have to realize, okay, this here happened. Now, how can I become a better person? How can I heal myself forward to become a better person for the next generation? And so this is what this topic is about because, like I said, I'm a prison chaplain, so I deal with a lot of women. And even on the outside, I deal with a lot of women that's dealing with a lot of issues, you know. And so I want to be able to be that person to give you some insight to help you if you struggle with some issues or, you know, sometimes by you just having a conversation, you know, you realize and you step back and you was like, wow, that sounds like me. Do I have this problem? You know, and sometimes we don't realize until we are interact with a relationship or we having a deep conversation with someone where we start to peel the layers back and realize that, hey, you know, that's me too. I'm having these problems too, but I don't know where the source come from. I don't know how to tap into that area. So this is a platform where I hope that you will feel comfortable of just, you know, listening, or even if you want to call in, ask a question, or you can say, hey, you know, I can relate to that. I want this to be able to be a platform where you feel comfortable of going through the awakening of healing yourself, accepting, and moving forward so you can be your authentic self. So I'm going to go ahead back to my story. So my father and my grandmother was not okay with me being a teen mom. I was very close to my father and grandmother. We had a weekly routine visit. We would always go meet. I had another sister, so me and my sister would always go visit my dad and go visit my grandmother. And but they wanted me to abort my child, thinking that was the best for me. But unfortunately, I refused. And because I refused, I wanted my baby. And because I choose my baby, the both of them, they turned their back on me when I needed them the most. Now imagine the impact, especially being young, not understanding what was truly happening. But I felt the pain. It was hard. It was a hard blow. It was a hard blow to the heart. But the thing about it, my baby allowed me to be able to be so content with my child that I did not even, I wasn't really so much concerned about the fact that my dad wasn't there or my grandmother wasn't there, because now I was so occupied and so content with taking care of my child that it didn't bother me, you know. And so I must say that it took me almost 20 years to let go and to release the pain by forgiving my dad, because it did hurt, you know. And the funny thing about it is that, you know, you would think that because I was a teen parent, I didn't do anything wrong, it was my father or my grandmother who abandoned me. But I had to go to my father and say, hey, I forgive you for what you have done. And why I had to go to my dad and say that is because now I'm in my 30s. I'm like 33 years old, but I realized that I could not move forward in life because I had this pain. I had this hurt, you know, of what they have done to me. So here it is, you know, you still living your life, but deep down inside, you still have this bitterness, you have this pain, you have this hurt, and once in a while, it'll creep back up on you, you know, of you thinking that, man, I didn't have my dad or I didn't have my grandmother, and you looking at the pain that they brought upon you and the abandonment. And then I was one of the ones where I felt comfortable just being single, you know. Keep in mind that I was with my kid's father up until I was 28 years old, but here I am now, you know, still a little older, I became comfortable being single. And I truly believe that abandonment for certain people will allow them to be comfortable being single, or they will be comfortable of meeting somebody because maybe they experience a little abandonment in their life. But only you know what is really for you. You can only relate to how you feeling and what it is that you need based on how you feel. You know, I can't say, hey, because of your abandonment, that's the reason why you are single. You know, only you know why you are single, but you got to go a little bit deeper and touch some of them core issues that you might don't want to deal with, but that's the only way that you're going to grow. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes, you know, the effects of parenthood will make we'll put a huge impact on us, but it's all about growth. It's all about us dealing with certain experience in life and helping us to become better people to deal with things in life as we grow older. So that was a part of my story, but I will say that once I had to forgive my father and tell him that, hey, Dad, it's okay, I understand, but I also had to be accountable too. You know, here I am, teen mom, you know, being pregnant. My dad's upset. He didn't do anything. He's just so upset. But I also had to be accountable and say, hey, you know, I'm sorry for being a teen mom. You know what I mean? I didn't know that I was going to be pregnant. You know, I didn't know that I was going to embarrass you. So it had to do a lot of me embarrassing him. But instead, you know, he abandoned me. And so he abandoned me, so I had to deal with that abandonment. But later on down the line, I had to realize that my dad was abandoned as well. He was abandoned by his mother and father. So if you understand the cycle, you can see that what he did to me was normal because it happened to him. He didn't, you know, he probably thinking, hey, well, my mom and dad abandoned me, and whatever he thinks that he might have done, he might felt that, hey, they abandoned me because maybe they didn't want me. I don't know what the reason could be, but he did it to me. And so you see the cycle. It was a repetitious cycle. It was a generational thing that took place. And so by him abandoning me, he didn't come to me and say, hey, Charmaine, you know, hey, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to abandon you. He didn't see anything wrong with that. But it was for me, I had to go, because once I released that pain that I was holding on to him because what he'd done to me, I was freed. I was able to grow and move forward in life. And I realized that I could not have moved forward if I did not go to my dad and release that pain and that hurt of that abandonment of being a teen mom when my dad and my grandmother walked away. Unfortunately, my grandmother already passed away. But when she passed away, I did go to her funeral and I did give her my blessings and everything. And but my dad, you know, my dad's still living. After I, you know, apologize, you can say apologize and forgive my dad, me and my dad became more closer. We talked, you know, probably about maybe within a month, maybe three times out of the month, but I had to let go of the pain. So now as I older, you know, I'm more comfortable now and I can tear down the walls of abandonment. You know, I don't have to be, you know, say that, hey, I'm single, or I want to be single for the rest of my life, or I don't have the issue where, you know, I have to have somebody because I don't want to feel alone or feel abandoned. And most times people experience that. So if you have a question or you want to chime in, please hit the one on your phone. I'll see your hand raised and I'll bring you in online so you can ask the question. But that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about, the effects of parenthood. And today I wanted to just talk about abandonment because I had another young lady. I'll share a story of another young lady. She, her grandmother raised her all her life because her mother and father was in and out of jail. And, you know, she didn't have that mother and father upbringing or teaching. Grandmom, you know, did the best she could. And then I think she said she turned 17 years old and her grandmother had to work. And so, you know, she would be home by herself. And she said, you know how they always say, you know, idle mind, the devil comes and play. And so she started going out, sneaking out the house because she wanted to see what the world was all about. You know, nobody never taught her, you know, the do's and the don'ts and everything, because all she had was her grandmother. And she got out into the world and she met the wrong person. And from that moment, she started using drugs, and, you know, she wanted, you know, she wanted the fast lane. She's seen people, you know, with nice cars and having nice clothes, and she wanted money. She wanted money. And so because she was young, didn't have a mother or father there, she only had the grandmother, she ended up becoming a stripper. And she was enjoying that lifestyle because of the money. She loved the money. But now, you know, she said, you know, Charmaine, she said, I wish I never went that route. But, you know, sometimes we have to go through certain things in life so we can understand the lesson that for us. And come the funny thing about it, she's in jail now because of the lifestyle. And I mentioned to her, I said, you know, it's funny how your parents wasn't available for you because they was in jail. And knowing that you didn't even know your parents, you never interact with them, and look at you now. She has a 3-year-old daughter. And so now she's in jail, and somebody's taking care of her daughter. And it's sad because it's like a generational cycle that took place, even knowing that she didn't know her mother and father, but she still followed, she happened to follow their same pattern, their same, the same lifestyle. Now she's in there. So she's in there for a couple of months, and I try to minister to her and help her and let her see the bigger picture parents did to her. She's actually doing it to her daughter now. And so she gets it. She sees it, you know. And so, you know, she's trying to find God and find her way of trying to turn her life around, which is a beautiful thing, because I hear the transformation in her. And but I have so many other stories I can share about the effect of parenthood and how it can affect us. You know, there is another story where another young lady, she was abandoned by her parents. And she said, Charmaine, she said, why do I always feel like people leaving, people come in my life and they leave? And she said, I don't know why they always leaving me, you know. And I had to share with her, and I said, you know, as you know, people come in our life for a season, and for a reason. And sometimes when people come into our life, we need to look at the benefit of it all. You know, people come to give us, and then we can give somebody something else that they need for that moment, for that season. You know, so it's a beautiful thing. I told her, I said that people come and go because you're not attached to that person. You know, you can be able to receive what you need to receive or pour into that person what that person needs. And it's okay, you know, for that person to just come and go. But don't link it to because you was abandoned that you feel you're feeling worthless. You feel, though, that you're not whole or you're not complete because these people don't stay in your life. You know, whatever you can get from it, if you can get some jewels from them as they come into your life and you admire the information that they giving you, receive it. You know, look at it as a blessing. So sometimes we have to look at the situations that we deal with at a young age and look at the good side of it. Don't always think of the bad, the negative side of it. You know, someone asked me, you know, Charmaine, if you could have done your life over again, would you have done it different due to the fact that you experienced abandonment and had a child at a young age? I say no, because it was the best experience that I could ever have experienced in my life. Even the fact that I was a teen mom having a child, I would say that God blessed me to be able to nurture a child and understand what it means to be loved and what it means to just to have somebody that you have to be accountable for, you got to be responsible for. And having that knowledge and that mindset at a young age was a beautiful experience for me. Even the fact that, you know, dealing with abandonment, I don't have to have a lot of attachments, you know. So sometimes we have to look at the beauty in it to be able for us to blossom and grow even further in life. So, again, I don't want to take up all the time, but if there's anybody who wants to ask a question or comment, all you have to do is call that 646-668-8485 and just hit the 1. And like I said, this is a new episode. So every week, you know, I want to talk about this because my whole objective is about helping women and men. Men call in, you know, want to talk about issues. You know, I'm here to help with any insight, you know, educate me. I don't know it all, you know, but I will say that I'm in a prison and I get so many women in there, you know, who been in a foster system and don't know mom and dad, and they feel like they're alone and they feel like they don't have nobody to talk to. You know, just imagine living a life like that and going through so many challenges and trying to still keep your head up high and still trying to live your best life. It's challenging. So, you know, whenever you have someone there who can be able to give you some insight and help you and turn that mindset around so you can see the beauty essence and what you had to go through, it's wonderful. It's truly a tremendous blessing to have someone like that. With that being said, I have 8 minutes left, and so I just want to just say that the effect of parenthood is our foundation, and it is what helped us to be able to be the individuals who we are. And a lot of times we deal with a lot of emotions because of what we had to deal with as a child or a teenager, and we grow up into the adult life and not understanding the pieces that goes along with us growing and elevating ourselves. And sometimes we have to just admit it, accept it, so we can be able to discover who we truly are and live our best life. So if nobody have any questions or no comments, I guess I'm going to end the show. I'm in the show, but I just want to just let you know I am here every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And just know that whatever you're going through in life, it is all about growth. It's all about your development of being the best person who you are. Sometimes we have to take a bad seed and nurture it so it could turn, or so we could turn it around and make it to be a beautiful seed so it can blossom, because it's all about you growing. And with that being said, I want to just leave that. If you want to, you know, have a one-on-one session with me, you can check my website. It's CharmaineHolland.com. And until we meet again, have a beautiful Thursday. And I will talk to you or see you next Thursday. God bless. Bye-bye.